Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the final hour of the program. I'll be here till noon, and then, of course, Barry will be after me. Where's that global warming? It's really cold out. Where is the global warming? The Democrats promised me global warming. I don't like the cold weather. I mean, I'll put up with it. I'll tolerate it, but I got no choice, right? But I certainly like the warmer weather. It's Veterans Day. If you've been in the service, you know what it is to be cold. Being cold and being in the military is part of life. Also, being really hot, too. Being really hot. The last hour we were talking about the scandal out at the Bristol County House of Correction. The sheriff's department, the arrest of a number of people, including one employee for drug smuggling. Now, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But a substantial quantity of synthetic marijuana was intercepted. And the sheriff held a press conference, and we have a story up at WBSM, WBSM.com. The sheriff was here on Friday. We talked about it. This has been an ongoing situation. The employee, female employee, was walked off the premise and then indicted. Walked off a number of weeks ago, and but the sheriff held a press conference working with the district attorney, Tom Quinn. But there is something. Well, there's a lot of interesting things to the story. The district attorney, Tom Quinn, has brought in a special prosecutor. A special prosecutor. That's interesting to me. What does that mean? Maybe it means nothing. But Dan Bennett was the director of public safety for Charlie Baker. And he's now handling the prosecution. You wonder if it's bigger than just the former inmates and the former, now former employee. You wonder. But I'm going to go to the press conference, not the whole thing, but Sheriff Paul Heroux gave a press conference, and I think it's worth listening to some of it, because I know some of you didn't get an opportunity to hear that, and contemplate what is going on out of that jail.
How did the smuggling operation allegedly work? So, in this situation, allegedly, the case was there was an inmate working with an employee who the inmate convinced the employee to bring contraband into the jail, and the employee agreed to do that. It appears that it happened twice prior, and then the Special Investigation Unit learned of another potential for it to happen. They set up an operation, they monitored what was going on, and they eventually found that this employee was going to bring in more contraband, and they allegedly caught her in the act of doing so.
How do you stop situations like this from background checks? What's moving forward?
Well, you know, everybody here gets the same background check. And that's also a new practice. There used to be different levels of background check. In internal affairs now, they treat everyone the same, whether you're a volunteer, a contractor, or a correction officer. You know, there used to be different standards for each, but now everybody has the highest standard. And some people can come in without a criminal record, without even any intention of doing this, but sometimes they just get wrapped up in it, and that does happen. Other times people will take a job here with the intention of doing things wrong. and that happens as well. It's to be determined what was going on in this case, because this has to play itself out in court. But as far as looking for ways to stop drugs from coming in, I've identified five ways that drugs come in, and we just have to be vigilant to catch those. The five different ways that drugs come in the jail is through staff, and that includes contract staff and volunteers, and inmates, visitors, the mail, and aerial. And aerial can be throwing stuff over the wall, over the fence, using a drone. And just a few weeks back, you might have remembered there's another press release we issued where a former inmate was caught throwing something over the wall at Ash Street, and he was caught, and he's being prosecuted for that as well. But those are the five ways, and it's really up to the Special Investigation Unit and Internal Affairs to do the best they can to either catch employees or catch inmates doing, illicit activity. Well, that's how they work on it.
What are you doing now to prevent
someone else from happening? What do we do now? It's an ongoing struggle. It's, one thing right now we're doing is making this prosecution known to the public that if you engage in this type of activity and you get caught, we are going to prosecute you.
So that's a snippet from Sheriff Paul Heroux's press conference yesterday on the indictment of a former employee now, but someone he hired, and a number of other former inmates. The reason I wanted to play that little clip for you, and by the way, you can check it out. It's on YouTube. You can watch it in its entirety. It's about a half hour long. What he says right in the beginning, the sheriff says, is that to a reporter's question, well, it's an ongoing investigation. We'll figure it out, right? I wonder if that's why the district attorney has brought in a special prosecutor of the caliber of Mr. Bennett to oversee this. This could be really immense. A one-time bust of $65,000 in contraband. And they know it was, according to the sheriff, the third time that this employee of his was lugging contraband into the jail for inmates. $65,000. That's a lot of money for a one-time haul, right? And they believe, again, these are all allegations, that was the third time the employee had done it. So I think it's smart on the district attorney's behalf to bring in a special prosecutor to run a wide-ranging investigation, turn over every rock, because a lot of people, when they go to jail, and the sheriff talks about this, I have narcotics problems. It's part of the reason they're in there. And for some people, and I've seen this on other, not in this venue, but I was recently watching it was Tucker Carlson podcast, where he was introducing a sober person who had been a drug addict. And this woman said, if not for being arrested and incarcerated, she never would have got sober. So oftentimes, it's only when someone is arrested and incarcerated that they get the opportunity to get off the hamster wheel, right, of narcotics, getting high, getting the next fix and all that stuff. So introducing drugs into a facility can really interfere with some people's ability to get sober, obviously. So I really applaud District Attorney Quinn for appointing a special prosecutor. And we'll see where it goes, as the sheriff said. All right, we got some people on hold. Good morning. Thank you for holding. I'm having a hard time hearing you, sir. I am. Maybe you could call back. I hope that was in your end and not mine. Just having a hard time hearing you. So call back, please. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hanging in there. Still kicking.
Good.
thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Chris,
thank
and all those who served our country and those who continue to serve. Very grateful for them and their courage and dedication to keep us safe. As far as, you know, I want to touch just quickly on this thing with the Bristol County Jail and then with a snap and a shutdown.
Sure.
You know, there's always going to be people, you know, they're going to try to compromise, whether they're, you know, prison guards or other people in the jail. So it's an ongoing thing, and they're probably going to discover other people on the inside who are compromised, whether it's inmates or part of the staff. As far as the shutdown's concerned,
yeah.
I was listening to ABC a couple of days ago when 8 Democrats decided to vote to put an end to the shutdown. But according to ABC News, that's only till the end of January. So here we have Obamacare that's going to expire in December of 2025. The extension that the Democrats wanted to extend because of COVID is going to expire December 2025. And then this just a short period of time till the end of January so the Democrats can try to, you know, leverage Obamacare at $1.5 trillion. And now we're being told, if I understood correctly at the top of the hour news, that, you know, there's going to be withholding of some of the funds for SNAP, EBT. So, you know, this is not done yet. 2.0, a shutdown 2.0 is just right around the corner. And, you know, the businesses are going to have enough time so they can make all their money at the supermarket and the stores so people can go out and do holiday shopping. And then whammo, we're back to government shutdown at the end of January if the Democrats don't want to play nice. And then we're going to have, you know, delays and cancellations at the airports, and maybe more federal employees might be, you know, in trouble and maybe let go.
Yeah, I look, I feel for the people that went to work without being paid. But, you know, the reality of it is that if you're a professional and you have a mission like a air traffic controller or a police officer, if they aren't paying you, you still, and I know this sounds crazy, but you still have to go to work. I remember when I was selectman out in Freetown, there was a mess up at town meeting. Someone on the finance committee did it. It was unintentional. It was. And nobody on the board of selectmen was getting paid. We still went to the meetings. You still went. You still conducted business until, and you knew you were going to get a retroactive. We weren't making a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But the point is that when you sign up for something that's bigger than you, you just have to do it. Like air traffic controllers, they just have to go to work. You cannot let planes fall out of the sky. It's just, it's, you know, and again, I see who was at fault. It was the Democrats. That's admitted. But on the jail thing that you brought, what we talked about, I think the sheriff pointed it out. We don't know exactly why, but oftentimes it's greed. It's greed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And but you know what? I think Sheriff Haro said it on you, with you, as a matter of fact, that, you know, this is an ongoing thing where they have to just keep on top of it because they're not going to get, they're not going to completely wipe out the drugs being snuck into the prisons. It's when they fall asleep at the switch, like you say, that's when, you know, everything breaks loose.
Totally. Thank you for the call, my friend. I am very interested in this story. Don't be surprised if there's not, because I've seen this in other jails. That we all have seen this. Prison breaks. There's often a romantic component to it. Do you remember the woman who was helped the prisoners in upstate New York escape? There was a romantic component. I know in the past, out at one of the local jails, a woman brought a phone in for one of the inmates, and there was a romantic component involved. I don't know anybody involved in this story personally, but it would not surprise me And again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. If there is an underlying romantic component to this story. Mack Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the great city of New Bedford. Mack Auto Sales, a family-owned business that repairs all makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming cold weather, and I'm sure you do, winterize your car at Mack Auto Sales. Give them a call, make an appointment. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car? That's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale at Mack Auto Sales. We're going to take a break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
You're gonna give her all your heart, and then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while, and then she'll leave you with a smile. Well, you can't have a wonder why you can't have a lover, but you can't help a lover.
Welcome back to the program. It's Veterans Day. There's a veteran, George Strait. Not a combat veteran, but he served in the 25th Light Infantry Division, Schofield Barracks out in Hawaii. Actually, that's the same unit that Marcus Coward, who he ran for the school committee, had a pretty good showing, but he didn't make it. But Marcus Coward was in that group, was in that unit, 25th Light Infantry Division, Electric Strawberry. So George Strait here on Veterans Day. All right, we've got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for your service, and then thanks to all the past and present veterans out there. We wouldn't be here without them. Thank them.
It's a great opportunity to have been served in the military. I feel it was not just an obligation, but a privilege.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And help people into the future, you know, how they act as American citizens, you know, how they live their lives. So I got up this morning and read an article about Mendami taps architect of the $1.1 billion plan to replace New York police officers with social workers. What do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you, I just got a text message from a text group that I'm involved with a lot of law enforcement on it. And I think that'll be a disaster. We'll be burying a lot of social workers. That's an outrageous thing to do. You need men with guns, women with guns, in a place like New York City, a place like New Bedford, quite frankly, a place like Fairhaven. Sending social workers is outrageous.
Yeah, it reminds me, New York's not going to be far from the movie Escape from New York with Snake Bliskin.
Yes.
You know, and it's an eye-opener, a shocker. But, when I hear stories about the jail and about that, just wish we had Tom Hodgson at the helm. And I hope you have a great day.
You too, my friend.
And thank you again for your service. God bless.
Thank you. Thank God bless you. 508-996-0500. It's no secret. Tom Hodgson's a friend of mine. I admire Tom Hodgson tremendously. I voted for him. I campaigned for him. And, but elections have consequences, and this is democracy. You know, if I could like it when Tom was elected, and expect people to follow him and wish him well. I got to do the same for Paul Heroult, right? That's how democracy works. That's how the republic works. And may seem like a long time, but it really isn't, right? Elections come and go, and you have the opportunity to make a change. 508-996-0500 so you can get on the program. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. I'm a volunteer at the Military Museum.
Oh, yes. I recognize your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to remind your listeners, especially the veterans, that we're open today because of Veterans Day, and to invite them down there. We're having an open house with refreshments. So if they want to go down there for fellowship, we'll be open until 4 or 5 o'clock. So that would be a great opportunity for them to get together.
No, I 100% agree with you, and I appreciate you calling and saying that. So if people who don't know, the Military Museum is at Fort Tabor in the south end of New Bedford. What time are you guys already open, or what time did you open?
We opened this morning because of the Veterans Day celebration, and we normally ring the bell at 11 o'clock, you know, to commemorate armistice for World War I.
Yes.
So we've been open probably since 10 this morning, and we'll probably be open until 4 or 5 o'clock. Normally on Tuesday we're not open, but because it's Veterans Day, we're open all day. So I just wanted to inform the audience to that fact.
And I want to direct people. You still have the Congressional Medal of Honor there?
That's the focal point of the museum. You come in through the lobby, we have the Congressional Medal of Honor there in the case, and pictures of all the Medal of Honor recipients from the local area, mostly during the Civil War, one from Korean War. There's always a volunteer there that can explain the display, and we keep adding new displays all the time. We're in the process now of upgrading a lot of our display cabinets with display lights, you know, to better view the artifacts that we have down here at the museum.
No, it's an incredible treasure trove. And to think, I mean, it's very rare to see the Congressional Medal of Honor, to think that you guys have the city of New Bedford Military Museum has one. It's just an amazing, amazing collection.
Right. And like I said, we're open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday. But today being Veterans Day on a Tuesday, we specifically open for that. And like I said, there's coffee and pastry down there for whoever shows up. So it's a good place for people, the fellowship, and there's probably people in the Bedford parade that'll probably be going down there after the parade. So there should be quite a few veterans down there if some of the audience wants to go down there to meet them, have fellowship with them.
Absolutely. No, thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you. That's a great piece of advice if you want to get together with other veterans. Head to the Military Museum right now. Head there. It'll be open until probably 4 or 5 o'clock today. So there's a lot going on. We're still really unwinding from the election. A lot of things happen in the New Bedford election that need to be addressed. We're still trying to figure out where do we go from here, right? What did the election mean? Elections do have consequences, but sometimes it's a little difficult to figure out exactly what those consequences are. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Chris McCarthy.
Mike Lima, what's going on?
Well, I'm not going to talk politics today, even though I got a lot to say about the election. I just want to thank everyone who has ever served in the military for giving us the opportunity to have the freedom that we have in this country. My father was a World War II vet, Navy, Seabees. And if I'm not mistaken, your dad served, didn't he?
Yeah, my dad was was drafted over to Germany as after war. It was during right after the Korean War, but he got out before Vietnam. Yeah, my dad was 2 years in the Army drafted.
And obviously you did yourself.
Yes.
So, you know, I have a special place in my heart for any veteran. And I think this country should do more for the vets than they do. Those vets should have things that they don't have. You know, Vietnam veterans always got a bad rap, and they went over and fought in a jungle. So I just want to say, God bless America. It's a great country, even though right now we have some turmoil. And for all the veterans out there, God bless you all, man. I thank you. My family thanks you. Thank you, Chris, for the time. I hope you have a great day on Veterans Day, Chris.
Thanks, Mike Lima. Thank you so much. And, guys, let's not forget people who made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Tyler Trahan of Freetown. Joey Camara, New Bedford. He was a police officer. I served with Joey in his unit. Yes, was my squad leader. I did not go to combat with him. He was in a different unit at that point. Matthew Rodriguez from Fairhaven. We talked about him yesterday, Marine Corps. His mother has kept him, as most families of deceased veterans do, has kept him in the limelight, the forefront, whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it. But yeah, a lot of men and some women gave it all. Gave it all. All right, I see you on hold, but I do have to take a break. I'm Chris McCarthy. It's Veterans Day. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-05.
Till you sail with me. Thought that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just caught the best one yet.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. Hey, if you want to live and live well, head to the Profile Tavern in East Freetown. Very easy to get to. Free parking when you get there. Plenty of parking at the Profile Tavern in East Freetown, right off Route 140. Check out the menu at profiletavern.com. Barbecue like you have never had it. Really great original barbecue there at the Profile Tavern. But also, seafood, great seafood, appetizers. I recommend the soft pretzels, absolutely great. All kinds of great food at the Profile Tavern. Like I said, check out the menu at profiletavern.com. The beer mugs are already frosted. The bartenders are waiting to make you and your significant other a special drink. And if you're there for dinner or lunch, stay for dessert. Profile Tavern, right off Route 140 in East Freetown. We'll just go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And to all veterans, both past and present, thank you also. Chris, the reason I'm calling, I don't know if you saw this. I came across my phone yesterday. It was President Trump at, I guess it was at halftime at a Commanders-Lions game on Sunday.
Okay.
And he was administering the oath for new enlistees. I don't know if you caught that or not.
I did see that, yes.
Yeah, and what they were showing, the clip they were showing, were people booing Trump and flipping him off with the middle finger. Look, I get it. You don't like Trump. I understand. You know, get in line. You're not the only one. But I thought it was so disrespectful to the new enlistees.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I agree with you.
Chris, when you took the oath, Chris, were you booed when you took the oath?
I was not. I was in the MEPS up at Boston. So, no, it was just us. No, it would be outrageous. People have no class. Well, that's Trump derangement syndrome, right?
Without question. But I just thought it was so disrespectful to the new enlistees. Okay, we get it that you don't like Trump, but can you? These people are young. They're, you know, 18, 19, 20, whatever. Young, they're very young people, and yes. They're, you know, it was so disrespectful, I thought, to them.
You know? No, I agree with you. It is people, low IQ people who are emotionally controlled by their anger. Right. It's sad, really.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of them were having adult beverages. I get that part, you know.
Yes.
But that's, come on, just be respectful of the people that he was trying to, that are serving our, they're going to serve our country. They're
right.
New recruits. They're new enlistees, you know. I just thought I'd bring that up.
No, I appreciate it. No, thank you. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. It's here on Veterans Day. Look, elections haven't always gone my way either, right? Sometimes the guy you supported or the gal you supported doesn't get elected. But you just got to go along with it. It's the way it is. And until the next election, when you can change it, right? All right, let's go back to the phones. Kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
I just wanted to say I honor God, my Father, and my Master and Lord, Jesus Christ, every day. And I'm his soldier, and I look forward to being offered up as a living sacrifice to lose my life for the furtherance of the brethren. I do not fear what man can do to me, but I do fear what my Heavenly Father can do to me. I'm his disciple. In Matthew chapter 10, he's the one that can destroy my soul and body in hell. My life does not mean anything to me. I am his soldier. Take a look in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you for the call, my friend, as always, in the Bible lesson. I like that guy. 508-996-0500. We're talking about a lot of things, but the scandal out at the jail. Sheriff Haru, you know, he was very forthright that he'd hired this woman. Now, be curious to see, because she's a New Bedford person. Again, innocent until proven guilty. You can read all about it at WBSM.com. I'd be curious how she found her way and her husband to working for Sheriff Haru. Right? That part of the story is yet to be told. Yet to be told. How did Ginger Hook, the alleged drug smuggler, come to work for Sheriff Haru? How did she come to work out of the Dartmouth House of Correction? And I do think it's significant that the district attorney, Tom Quinn, has appointed a special prosecutor to handle this case. There are a number of people in custody, or charged anyway, in this case. Some are inmates, some are previous inmates, and obviously one of them is a former employee hired by Sheriff Haru and terminated, I guess, by Sheriff Haru as well. And it is and the sheriff says this, it is the most significant drug bust to ever happen at the Bristol County House of Correction. $65,000 in contraband intercepted. All right, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back. on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, sir.
They have quite the network inside the prison and outside the prison to pull something like this off, because obviously no cash would be exchanged there. So it had to be people, a lot of people on the outside as well.
Yes.
Bringing it in, and then people that were getting paid on the outside, as well as distribution on the inside. That was, it has to be quite a networking system. There's going to be a lot of people involved in that. And I'm sure that somebody was unhappy and ratted everybody out, I would think.
I think it's significant that the district attorney, Tom Quinn, has appointed a special prosecutor to look into this, because I think you're right about that. It's huge.
Yeah, yeah, you can't do something like that. And once you get it in there, you've got to distribute it, you know, and yeah, one person probably can't distribute it because, you know, not everybody is in the same block in the prison. So
right.
Distribution to inside, too. It was a complicated system, complicated thing to pull off, too, as well.
Yeah, and according to Sheriff Haru, it was at least the third time the delivery had been made.
Wow, unreal.
A lot of money, unreal. Too.
Is she on bail or is she locked up?
I believe she's on bail.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. It
certainly is, my friend. Thank you for the call. 508-996-05. That's how you can get on the air, but I won't be here when you get on the air. Barry is coming up next. I'm going to go leave here and go across the street and get all my blood taken out of my body and cleansed and then put back in. And God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. The show is over now. The show is over. I'll see you tomorrow. Stick around. Be good, not too good.